I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for September 3rd, 2019 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey? Absent. Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Six members of City Council are present. Mr. Lukey is excused. With six members, a quorum is present. Welcome, lady and gentlemen. We appreciate your attendance for this official welcome of the new police officer. I invite you to join in our pledge of allegiance led by Mr. Hanem, and we'll be to the introduction very shortly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under additions to the agenda, I would like to add as 13A, referral of the water contract to the Utilities Committee. If you haven't heard, Toledo City Council unanimously approved the form of the new water contract. We'll talk more about it when we get to that item on the agenda, but it is time for us now to take it up in due earnest. You also find in front of you at your council spots amended council meeting minutes, discard the old ones. There's changes on every page, and just use the new ones. They get the voting correct when the president of council is the acting mayor. So that one's now in order. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to have a committee referral to the Committee of the Whole on the topic of the Board of Elections letter that was in everybody's packet.
That would be 13B. Additional items by other members of City Council.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Frye.
I don't know whether this is going to be a safety committee meeting or not, but I would like to schedule a tour of the 911 facility. That's something that's going to be coming up.
I think that's an excellent idea. The clerk or the law director helped me. Has the 911 agreement, the consolidation agreement, been referred to safety yet?
No.
I think it's time to do that. Even though we have not heard of the date, it's time to refer it to safety committee for your consideration. I know we should have a public meeting on it at some point, and now you want to tour the facility. That makes a lot of sense.
For me, Mayor, I know that one other member of council, I believe Mr. Hanem, was interested, had indicated some interest in touring the facility as well. But when we get that many members of council, assuming there's going to be other people interested, I'm not sure what the proper protocol is, whether it's an actual public meeting or what the appropriate mechanism is for that. That's why I wanted to bring it to the attention.
We'll make it 13C, and we'll talk more about it when we get there. But I fully endorse City Council touring that facility. If you've not seen it, it's a good thing to go do. Other items from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snorr?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting agenda is approved for this evening. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from August the 19th. Mrs. Westfall. You should.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes for Sylvania City Council for the meeting held August 19th, 2019 as submitted.
Second.
We are referring to the amended ones that you received at your place tonight. Mm-hmm. It's been moved and seconded for approval of those meeting minutes. That's as amended and submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. On to agenda item 5 and most of our attendees tonight. Police Chief Snorr asked for the opportunity to introduce our newest police officer, Bradley Clay. Thank you all for attending, by the way.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My honor tonight to introduce Officer Bradley Clay. Bradley is coming back to Sylvania here. He is a 2008 graduate of Southview High School. He has 7 years' experience with the Alba Hills Police Department, attaining the rank of sergeant. He's an example of the type of officer that we're very fortunate to recruit. We actually interviewed twice with him and were able to convince him that this was a great place to work. He knows a lot about the community. So, interesting fact about Officer Clay is he's a second generation Sylvania officer. His father was a police chief in Sylvania Township. So,
Chief Clay, marksman champion, as I recall.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. So, again, my honor to welcome you all. So, thank you.
We're very pleased that you chose to come home to Sylvania. Welcome. Now you gotta make the big one. While he's doing that, Chief, can I ask you to introduce your other officers that are here?
Thank you. Officer Clay's training officer is Eric Kristen. In the back, we have Officer Brad Marlowe. Officer Lindsay Russell. Tony Espinoza. Gilmore. Sorry about that. We've had a lot of new hires. Usually don't have any trouble talking.
Sorry, Chief, I didn't give you any warning. That means that you're not on his mind or in his doghouse. Welcome to stay, but I think our city will probably be safer if you don't. Thank you. All right. Let's move on to agenda item 6. The city has received a petition to change the street name of Hickory Grove to Hickory Grove Road. Hickory Grove Road is over behind where the Anderson store was and was originally platted when it was part of Sylvania Township. And the petitioner does not like the way it appears with a GRV and it's not approved suffix like road or street or boulevard or one of those. She has been talking, I believe, to our clerk for some time.
The deputy service director.
And the deputy service director. The petition says to correct the name. Oh, wait a minute. Her letter says to correct it. The actual petition says to change it. That's the way I put it on the agenda, was not to correct, but to change the street name. And if apparently it's almost a unanimous signature here by the people who live on that street to change it, I think the law director needs to give us what steps are necessary to do this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The only action that is required is that legislative action be taken. So after the Streets Committee has a chance to take a look at it, if everyone is okay with it, I will prepare the legislation just to change the name. It doesn't require a referral to the Plan Commission or a public hearing or anything like that, just legislative action.
You're welcome to do so, yes. I don't think this one's going to take a lot of study. This is not defined fault. This would have been the Lucas County Plan Commission that approved this.
Yeah, well, and it does take correct. You can see in the 2002 drawing, it does say Hickory Grove Road from 2002. Mm-hmm. So I think they're saying it just got left off somewhere along the steps. Yeah, with the color graph there. So that's fine.
For what it's worth, I talked with with a lawyer who's my partner who's one of the best immigration lawyers in the city. And this visa issue is not an issue. That it is as simple as submitting a change of address form. And it involves, it's entirely administrative. And so these two neighbors who are concerned about interacting with the Immigration Service should, I think we can give them comfort that this will not be an issue.
So maybe the Streets Committee can meet just 15 minutes before the next meeting.
And we do have something scheduled.
There's something, I was looking at my calendar, I didn't...
We have the Safety Committee to meet about magistrate, and I believe you're meeting at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
We could...
Yeah, 6:15.
Okay, first, we need a motion from you to refer it to Streets Committee.
Yes, I would move to refer the potential name change of Hickory Grove to the Streets Committee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer the petition for the name change of Hickory Grove to Hickory Grove Road to Streets Committee for their consideration. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And now you'd like to schedule that meeting at, on Monday, September the 16th at 6:15 p.m.
Yes.
In these council chambers.
Yes. Do I need a proper motion for that?
Yes. Yes.
Then I move to hold the Streets Committee meeting September 16th at 6:15 p.m.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk will post that meeting. And I think we should let the petitioner know that. We do not have a notice. This is not a zoning change. I don't know. We need to send registered letters to all of them. We got to let her know. And we just want to make sure, you know, when somebody's standing on your porch and say, sign this, let's make sure there's nobody that has a problem with it. It doesn't seem like it should be a problem.
I wouldn't think so, but it's good.
Yep. All right. That was... We'll move along to municipal bridge inspection. This is agenda item 7. 7A is a report from Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the same program that we've participated in since 2014. Up until that year, it was up to the local municipalities to have the bridges inspected, and they could do that however they saw fit. In order to try to get the ranking criteria more standardized. ODOT took that responsibility over, and they have sub-consultants that do the work around the state, but they all are trained by ODOT on how those rankings get done. So there's no cost to the city for the process. And they come through each year, just like they're supposed to. And it was this inspection that actually some of the deterioration on the Silica Road Bridge was discovered a couple of years ago, and that started the process of us looking into the municipal bridge program for funding. And we should be hearing soon on if we're successful with that program.
Grant request was put in, and you're hoping for 50% to 80% coverage on that replacement program.
Yeah, 80% to 90% actually.
Okay, it's up higher than I've written on my agenda. Okay. So this is to continue the program at no cost. There is it grabbed my eye when I read it and said these expenses are all by the city. I should have circled it. But they were their special additional services.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Section 3, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Streets Committee.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 70-2019. All members of Council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Consenting to the city's participation in the Ohio Department of Transportation's Municipal Bridge Inspection Program, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to execute contracts as required, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. And moved and seconded that ordinance number 70-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 70-2019.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 70-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 70-2019 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 8. This is for Sylvania River Trail Phase 2, and we're bringing two change orders to you. The first one, change order number 2, is some closeout items on the original construction. Change order three is to make some corrections to the construction that's been done and to be reimbursed to the city by the design engineer. But let's let the service director present these two change orders separately. Mr. Haller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, change order two is for work that was, additional work that was done as part of the River Trail construction. There was some of the fence posts that we had initially planned on, thought that we would be able to just place in the ground, so to speak. Ended up the soils were not satisfactory that hold those up sufficiently, so we put them into concrete. We had a section of fence that was damaged, and then we decided this past winter during our snow and ice control measures, we saw some corrosion, if you will, or pitting, and we obviously don't want that to continue, and so we worked out a negotiation with the contractor to put a heavy-duty sealer in those sections. And the contractor agreed to pay for half of that. Because some of the pitting had already occurred, he asked that we pay for part of it. So we, there's a mutual agreement on splitting that cost. And so the total cost of change order number two is $16,808.30. That brings the total cost of the project to $2,497,640.97.
This project, yeah, that's what it was. It's up to the second number there, 2.5 million.
2.5 million.
Yeah. This is all city's expense. Remember that this project was bid and came in substantially in the budget, and about two-thirds of this project are being paid for by grants and participation by Flower Hospital. So I do recommend this approval of Ordinance 71-2019. Mrs. Capellini, I have this going to you as Parks and Forestry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 71-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to approve change order number two to this city's agreement with Miller Brothers Construction Incorporated for the River Trail Phase 2 project, which reflects additional work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $16,808.30, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Oh, okay.
Second.
Hank, can you hang on just a second? With City Council's permission, may I speak to Mayor Capsicavage?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Thank you for calling me back. I appreciate the text that you sent me. Well done and congratulations. I do. I wondered what happened. Okay, that's very good. That's a very kind way to say it, yes. I will let that know. I know that my president of council has worked with your staff and has scheduled a tour of the water plant for Sylvania City Council to go see the good things that have been done there. That will help. All right. So thank you for the call back. Again, congratulations. We'll be in touch. It gets referred to our utility committee tonight. It'll probably get passed in 2 to 4 weeks, we hope. We'll see. And right. Very good. Thank you, Wade. Talk to you soon. I know. Thank you for your indulgence. He called me earlier. So he just wanted to make sure that we understood. We'll talk to him about it more when we get to 13A. But he is very excited. He was surprised it was unanimous. He said, I asked him how he got there, and I'll share that to you, not on the record. But he was able to get the rest of, he got the main opponent to capitulate that it was the right thing to do. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. Okay. So sorry to interrupt that. I've never done that in the past, but let's move on. I believe that the vote was taken.
No, not yet. You have a motion and a second.
You read it and there was a second. So it's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 71-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 71-2019.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 71-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 71-2019 is approved. Let's move on to the service director's report on change order number 3. Mr. Allard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, change order number 3, as the mayor indicated, there was a design error that was found once the construction was complete on the trail. Once that was found, we started taking a look at how it occurred, and it went back to the original design, as well as shop drawings that had been run through the project as well and approved. So we looked for what the repairs would be to the river trail, primarily the elevated walkway portion, and there were several options looked at, but the one that we felt is the best and would give us a long-lasting river trail. The other options were actually less expensive, but they weren't going to give us the life that we believe the repair that we're recommending would have given us. So less cost, but less life, and because we were going to be dealing with it at 10 years instead of 20 years, we didn't like the less cost options. So we will be doing a hydro demolition. They'll basically come in with a high pressure pressure washer, if you will, and hydro demo the top inch and 3/4 of concrete off the top, and then they'll come back in with a material concrete mix with plastomers and things of that nature, and replace that down on the deck with a crown so that the water will drain off of the trail as it should. The cost for this work is estimated to be about $391,114.83. And we have reached an agreement with the design engineer to cover the cost of this work. They have stepped up once they saw the documents and agreed to reimburse the city for these costs. So we recommend approval of change order number 3. The contractor is actually has everything in mind and ready to go. If this is approved, work will actually start next Monday, September 9th. So.
And how long do you think it will take?
4 to 6 weeks is what the contractor has informed us. So it's unfortunate, but it occurred. I wish it hadn't occurred, but I'm pleased that that design engineer stepped up and handled it like they have, and that we can move on with it.
design engineer to not step up immediately and freely. I'd like to compliment the service director with the encouragement of the finance director and the backing of the mayor for being very hard-nosed negotiators on this one. The price went up, and there was a movement to say, well, we'll pay up to this amount, and the city has to pay any overage, and we just unanimously said no. And so they will pay all of these expenses. These are not being assumed by the city, but it is a change order to the city's contract with the contract, the original contractor, to do it. Mr. Schroyer, you're comfortable with the reimbursement terms?
Correct.
The way it'll be done. Of interest for you, the hydro demolition was what was used over at Davis Bessie to cut the wall, the door opening in the side of the containment building, which is like 3 foot thick concrete. I watched them do a little of that, and it's just high, very high pressure micro stream of concrete, and it's cut the concrete right. They melted, and all the steel reinforcing stayed in place. That was my concern. Are they going to damage the steel deck that this is sitting on? And that reassured me from that experience that, no, they're going to be fine. They're just going to go back in and put a highly water-resistant, thin coating of concrete that will be crowned in the middle, and it will drain both directions to solve this problem. All right. So this one also needs to be approved as a change order, 4 to 6 weeks. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 72-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number 3 to the city's agreement with Miller Brothers Construction Incorporated for the River Trail Phase 2 project, which reflects one item of additional work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $391,114.83, appropriating funds therefore. Waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 72-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. I'd like to move final passage of Ordinance Number 72-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 72-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 72-2019 is approved. We did have an earlier ribbon cutting date set for this with all but one member of City Council responding. However, there were some other dignitaries outside of City Council that could not attend, so it was delayed. And now with them starting Monday, I am uncomfortable scheduling this until this repair is done. I want to look to the President of Council and the rest of you. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if we do, that means it's September, October. We won't be having a ribbon cutting until sometime in November. Right. And I'm going to reserve judgment as to that date until I actually see the progress that's being made. There's always a potential for problems. But we will, Kevin will be in touch with you with one of his schedule doodle polls to try and set that date as well.
Can I ask, is it going to be closed for 4 to 6 weeks while they're doing it?
Yes.
Could we like send out like a notice? I mean, there's a lot of people that use it now. Just mm-hmm. some kind of one of those alerts.
Yeah, we'll probably do it through alerts, our Facebook page or Twitter page. Or
all right.
All the social media outlets and try to get something to like the advantage.
All right, thank you.
Signs on both ends.
Yeah, there'll be signs on both ends.
We'll probably put barricades on both ends.
Yeah, they'll be blocked off. So.
Okay, very good. That was a long negotiation, and I'm glad that one's proceeding. On to agenda item number 9. This is a proposed ordinance 73-2019 authorizing donation of Motorola portable radios and chargers to the Swanton Police Department. Chief Snorr.
Well, these XCS 5000s were part of the Lucas County 800 system. Most of the cost of those portables was covered by a grant when we got them. They were deemed obsolete last year. They no longer make parts for them. And ages late, I ran into the chief from Swan, about a month ago or so ago at the area chiefs meeting, and he had been, was asking the committee about the price. This is the new APX 6000. This radio is about $5,000 a unit, and their agency was going to have trouble purchasing these radios. And I knew that we had recently decommissioned a majority of our old 5000, so I spoke to him about the possibility of if they would be interested in the radios. We had looked about into possibly trying to sell the radios, but they are programmed for public safety, and a lot of the vendors that try to buy these on gov deals are private citizens, so didn't really know if that would work out. So given the fact that their agency was interested in, they're basically just in boxes for us, we talked about.
So to repeat, the ones that we would be giving to Swanton were not paid for with our citizens' tax dollars for the most part. Our city tax dollars, county tax dollars, county levy dollars.
911 funding when they switched over to an 800 megahertz system.
And the new ones are all purchased, we're using them.
Right.
And we bought those with our funds.
Right. And these are the new 6000s have been in service for about almost 6 months now. And they're about a 10-year cycle of as far as parts availability and service for that model.
All right. Questions?
We are retaining some of the 5000s just as backups in case of an emergency, so we probably will have about 10 to 15 spare radios on the department, but these 21 we really don't have any use for.
All right. Mr. Fry, we have Ordinance 73-2019, if you're in favor of this.
I am, Mr. Mayor, and thank you. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 73-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the donation of Motorola portable radios and chargers to the Swanton Police Department, determining said property to be of no further use to the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 73-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries in Ordinance 73. Did I do final on that?
No.
Final passage, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 73-2019.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 73-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries in Ordinance 73-2019 is approved. We expect at least a nice thank you note or something.
Oh, they were very impressed. I don't think he took me seriously when I mentioned it, and then he came out the next week and spoke with Captain Miller and was surprised to see the boxes of equipment that we had available. So I think it's going to be a good thing for their agency. And
pleased to help them out. Okay, moving on to agenda item 10. It's proposed Ordinance 74-2019. This is to enter in an agreement with the Ohio Attorney General's Office for collection of unpaid income taxes. When you get your quarterly reports, there's a report from the income tax office. And it's always bothered me, the number of dollars that are outstanding and the small proportion that is collected actually has gone down this year compared to last year. And I challenged Mr. Schroyer, who in turn challenged his tax commissioner, what can we do to make this better? And the solution they came back to me with was to work with the state attorney general's office, who I think is in a position to put more fear into delinquent taxpayers and to farther reach and have numbers on their income numbers. You don't know what they know. They think they can get away with it with Sylvania, but not them. So I think this is a good move. Do they have an experience?
One thing that the state can do, they can offset if any of these taxpayers were to receive a state income tax return or refund, they can offset the money that they owe for a city tax.
Another bonus, okay.
That's the real big key right there, that how they can be a little bit more successful than your typical collection company.
Okay.
Who are the delinquent parties we're talking about?
We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of income taxpayers.
Okay, are we talking businesses or we're talking individuals?
Individuals. We did some. There's about 800,000 total outstanding, About half of that, or $400,000, is 57 individual taxpayers.
How many?
57. We're talking multiple years.
I didn't get that number.
They're delinquent for multiple years. Represent half of the $800,000 in delinquent.
57 people represent half.
Like I said, that's multiple years for each one of those individuals.
I don't have any problem pursuing those 57. I'm more concerned about the low end.
We wanted to focus on those 57. That's why we put that list together.
Okay.
We should pursue everyone. I agree.
Huh?
We should eventually pursue everyone, but this is a way to get the going.
Having had children who've been fined by our income tax department for not filing returns when they didn't live here. I'm a little concerned about the low end of this. And is there... And how many total delinquents did you say?
Dollar amount?
No, people.
It's hundreds. Probably, it could be even 1,000. It's a huge list. That's why we wanted to focus on the top ones, the top, it ended up being 57 that represented half of the dollar amount.
Well, you know, if somebody owes us more than...
These are people that owe us at least $3,000 each.
Okay, if somebody owes us that much money, you know, $2,500, I'm not real comfortable suing somebody for $100.
Especially if a lot of it is hard fine and delinquency numbers, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody who's not paying the city $100 is, I mean, maybe they're just cavalier like me, but probably not. They're probably having trouble scraping together. What kind of collection effort do we do? Do we have to do this tonight, or should we refer this to community relations? I'd like to talk about it a little bit.
It's completely up to you.
Could we do that? Could we refer it to Mark's committee, and when Mark gets back, I just want to talk a little bit about this.
Community relations or finance?
Oh, finance, okay. Oh, that's right. Finance is fine. Yeah, either one. I'm thinking about community relations on this. Okay, I'm thinking about suing my neighbors.
And you're right, we should think about that, but my intent was not to go after that.
Yeah.
And I don't think the state wants to do that. We want to get these...
Right.
The 50% of the dollars that's owned by a small group of people.
I'm right there with you. You know, if we have an employer, if we have an employer who's not paying, you know, who's not withholding the tax and paying it.
I get complaints as well from citizens. Their kids might owe $20 and they owe $100 in fines and penalties. Yeah. Can't we take care of that? We don't want to go after that person.
Okay, so.
Not by the Attorney General.
So I move we refer this to finance.
Second.
Thank you.
Finance Chairman, want to address that?
No, I'm happy to schedule a meeting. Is there a timing issue on this that makes it significant?
Discussion.
There is not.
It was a motion. This is discussion.
Okay. I'm comfortable with that. I do think we heard consensus already around feeling like going after the 57 is acceptable. I'm not sure it's clear in here that that's what the intent was, and it may be there later.
And we will get a newer proposal from you from the new
Attorney General.
And it's up to us which accounts we turn over to them. We don't. It's totally up to us.
Okay, and maybe we can talk about parameters for that.
Sure.
That would be really helpful, I think.
All right. There's a motion and a second to refer Ordinance 74-2019 to the Finance Committee. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Do you want to try to set it?
No, I am.
We got a lot of meetings to set here tonight.
Up on Monday, October 7th, before our council meeting. So I think we could maybe, how long do you think this might take? Half an hour?
It won't take that long.
Yeah, it could be less than
I think what I'm going to try to do is stack a few right up at the same time.
Great.
It's like the water and so we can go right into them. You know what I'm suggesting? How we've done in the past. So why don't we start it? Plan for this. Start about like 6:30, I think, but I really want to talk about all the other meetings together if I could.
Well, let's schedule it later here. Let's schedule the Finance Committee meeting later.
We're doing all the other meetings, because there's three.
Let me just come down here and say, schedule that as well. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So we're done with 10 for now. Let's move on to 11. And this is ordered legislation to accept the proposal of Flanders and Fuller to do our 2020 calendar. Mr. Lukey is absent, so I was going to look towards Mrs. Westfall on this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 75-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Flanders and Fuller for the 2020 City of Sylvania calendar, appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $3,000, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 75-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 75-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Mr. Hanum?
Yes. We're still working on sponsorships for this, right? Or did we lose all our sponsors? Is this
we're still working on that.
This is a total cost, and
that's the cost.
This is the contract amount.
The total cost.
Okay.
Includes, in the last few years, about $7,000 to print the calendar, about $2,200 to mail it.
Okay.
The cost has been actual between $10,000 and $12,000.
Okay.
And we've been getting about $9,500 in sponsorship. That's still our goal, or maybe higher this year with some new people to approach. And we're saving about $4,000 by not printing the Country Journal that used to publish the refuse and recycling schedule. That was the main purpose when we started the whole calendar discussion.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I knew those numbers. Thank you.
It is amazing how many of these calendars I see posted around town. They are not thrown in the trash. Okay, so we had a motion to second for final passage of Ordinance 75-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 75-2019 is approved. All right, we're down to Agenda Item 12, Committee Reports. I don't have anything written down in that one. I don't know if there's any reports to be made, but there's a lot of work to be done in committee referrals and setting dates. Now let's talk about the water contract first. That's 13A. Again, I apologize for taking that call, but I wanted to talk to him, and he wanted to talk to me. That is very good news that it passed unanimously. They would like Sylvania City Council and the other seven suburban customers to take action within 45 days. That's, I believe, by October 18th. That means we have two city council meetings coming to take care of it, the second one here in September and the first one in October, the one where you were talking about doing it. I'm not sure that that's early enough.
That's right, I agree.
I think that you need to look carefully at the agreement. This is an appropriate time for me to personally thank Mr. Aller. He is a bulldog of a negotiator. I got off of the first front line, which I did the first time around, and I let it go to him and the other service directors, and of course to Mrs. Brining, our law director. But Kevin stepped in and gave the leadership and the vision for where the technical committee could go, where I had been working with the out-of-town consultant to do that when we were on TAWA. And it coalesced around him very well. He came back to me, and we talked about strategy and goals, but it came together. You should know that Wade Capsicavage called me about 3 months ago and wanted to schedule the meeting with the mayors back in June. I rejected the idea at that time because there were several issues I was uncomfortable with in the contract, and we were still negotiating, so I put him off. He called again about a month ago and said, we got to get this done to get it done by the end of the year. I told him what my frustrations were, and he did take care of it. And the biggest one in there was I could find nothing. Kevin says it was in the formula. I couldn't tell that the cost of wholesale water had to cost less than the cost of retail water. I had challenged Mayor Kapsakiewicz about that 3 months ago. It didn't get in, and I got all kinds of reasons from their law director, from their utility director, why they couldn't do that. And I said, that's nonsense. If we don't have a line in the contract, a simple line that says the cost of wholesale water has to be less than the cost of retail water, it's business as usual. And that's in this contract. And that's a big item. The mayor of Maumee called me up a couple of weeks ago. He said, Craig, how are we protected? And I read the line to him. He said, oh, that's it. We're done. But this is a 40-year commitment. That's a long commitment. And at the end of the 40 years, we're back where we are now. We don't own a water plant. But the region is not going to go through the stress of selling bonds and changing ownership. There's obviously many positives for water safety, for economic development in the region that we're all participating. Water cannot be a weapon anymore between communities. This is a great step forward for our community. It is not a perfect agreement. I'm surprised that Toledo City Council voted unanimously for it, and I don't necessarily expect you to. There are people that are still in my ear all the time saying, we will pay more not to do business with the city of Toledo and have our own water facility. We have those numbers. We can share them in committee with you. I just assume that those didn't go public. But there are, there's enough positives about this that I think Sylvania, and I encourage the other seven suburban customers to approve it. I called a meeting at TEMACOG about 2 weeks ago. Every mayor that came, including three that said they couldn't be there, they changed their schedules that they're. We went around the table one by one with Mayor Kapsakiewicz sitting at the other end of the table from me. And each community said they thought they could present this to their legislative bodies for approval and that they couldn't guarantee approval, but they would encourage approval. And that's where we're at right now. Mayor Kapsakiewicz said at that meeting and guaranteed approval by Sylvania City Council tonight on September 3rd. And I was skeptical, and he got it done. You need to look at it, make sure there's nothing in it that scares you. You are not obligated to buy water from Toledo for 40 years. You are obligated to pay your share of the water plant debt until it is paid off. So it'll be very hard to do anything else. And if I have another drawback about it, it is the lack of clarity in a backup water plant redundancy. It does not provide for that. The Ohio EPA has ordered Toledo to have elevated water tanks inside their community so they have a day backup or so, and to put in a second water intake. There are still weaknesses in that system. Mrs. Westfall has very wisely, great idea, scheduled a water plant tour date with you. I encourage you to go. I'm going to go if she'll have me. I haven't toured that plant for 2 or 3 years now. Warren Henry and I talk about it regularly, and I'd like to see what's been done. But I can tell you, I have seen the concrete roof collapsing. I have seen it repaired. I have seen old manual valves, and now I see the new electronic valves. I've seen the place all a wreck, and I've seen it all cleaned up. They have made great strides there. But we will not be managing the plant. Kevin Aller and his successors will not be down there on a regular basis running the plant. It could fall into disrepair in the future. And we'll at least have a water commission to complain. But if it's politically run, which it will be at some point, somebody like a recent Toledo mayor will politicize it and not repair it. But I think it's good for 30 or 40 years. And who knows what the political landscape and the subdivision is going to look like in 30 or 40 years. So my charge is to look at it very carefully, visit the water plant, ask questions, and hopefully gather enough signatures to approve it within 45 days.
So with that, thank you for that update, Mr. Mayor. I would share with you that I scheduled the tour not knowing what the outcome of today's meeting will be, and I have been trying to get a date from Toledo City Administration.
Brilliant timing.
for many, many months since the last meeting when you went. We've been back and forth. I suspect part of it might be that they were anticipating this today and they wanted to get this moving forward. The only date that they really had available was September 19th. I said, just lock it in and whoever can join us can join us. So I would encourage anyone who can. I know Katie's already been there. I've already heard from one council member who has a conflict and another council member who definitely said that she would be on board but needed to be done by a certain time. So I will confirm the time on the 19th for those who would want to join. They said it takes about 2 hours. The mayor, I understand, just said we really need to have a decision and be ready probably to consider vote at that meeting on the 7th. Is that what you were suggesting?
The 45 days takes us to, I think, October 18th. And our second meeting in October is until the following Monday on the 21st. I really don't know that you need three readings or anything like that on this, but
I wonder if council would consider an 8 a.m. meeting on Friday, September 20th for further discussion on this, and then we could perhaps get legislation to that October 7th meeting if we can build consensus.
Shouldn't we have a meeting? I mean, 8 o'clock is fine for me. I can be there.
But community?
But, yeah.
That's fair.
I thought we received one email already saying don't sign up for the water deal, which
I've received more than that.
Yeah. I mean, I think we ought to, I don't know.
We're in office to make the right decisions. You need to do your work to decide what your decision making is. You could have a public hearing for it or a public meeting on it on October the 7th. After you discuss it and get your position together, maybe on the 20th. I think that's the date you said, Friday, September 20th.
I'm fine with that.
I do feel like we need some public input, but it'd be nice for us to have an opportunity to talk together about.
Wait, what are you scheduling?
Are you at that whole?
I'm going to go on the 17th and the 22nd.
We haven't done it yet, yeah.
How about the end of the day on the 23rd? 5 o'clock or 5:30.
I have a conflict, but I'm conflicted on this anyway, so I'm not sure that makes any difference for me.
I can do the 23rd, 5:30, 5 o'clock. You know, who do we need? Who from staff do we want to have here?
Mr. Aller and Mrs. Brining.
Right.
Mr. Aller knows it inside and out. Mrs. Brining knows the legal document inside and out.
All right.
You said September
23rd. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what time?
5:30, and I think we have it here.
Is 5:30 the time you want, or can you do it earlier? I would prefer earlier on that day.
5 o'clock?
5 work for everybody?
I could do 5.
Mr. Aller and Mrs. Brining, are you available?
Yes, ma'am.
5 o'clock. On the 23rd.
Do you want to look at the 22nd? I mean the 24th.
No, that doesn't work for me either. I'm sorry.
And what committee is this?
Utilities.
Utilities.
And then we can.
We need to refer it, by the way. We haven't referred it yet.
All right. So I move that we refer the water contract discussions to the Utilities Committee.
Second.
And moved and seconded to refer the proposed water contract with Toledo to the Utilities Committee for further study. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So right now you're going to tour the water plant on September the 19th and meet on September 23rd in committee to discuss it. I think the tour of the water plant is going to elicit a lot of questions from you and a lot of issues. We might even have him. We certainly ought to have Ed Moore, but it would really be nice to have Warren Henry as a part of that tour. I know it's after hour. No, it isn't. It's in the afternoon, so he might.
Mean like we don't have a final time. I'm waiting here for
probably 1 o'clock or
1 or 1:30, yeah. I think.
Okay.
We need a motion for the meeting.
All right.
So I move that we have a Utilities Committee meeting at 5 o'clock on Monday, September 23rd, here in council chambers.
Second.
Moved and seconded to schedule Utilities Committee meeting to discuss the proposed water contract on Monday, September 23rd at 5 p.m. in the council chambers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk can schedule that meeting. Any other questions or comments about water?
So will the water plant tour be the utilities meeting as well, or committee?
No, you know, I talked with Mrs. Griming, and she said as long as there were no, was no action taken,
okay,
that we would just be there as a
and listen.
Tour of the facility. Funny.
We, if we're going to do this tour and it's not a public meeting, we're going to invite our three potential council members who are running.
There are actually five running. Three new ones, yes.
That would be beneficial for them to hit the ground running.
I think and that's appropriate. It's not an official committee meeting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That actually takes the committee feeling off of it a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's possible that, with your permission, I'm going to, I already told Mayor Capsicavich, and I'm going to tell a few other people, we're taking this tour. Could be that other cities will want to join.
I think that's what will happen.
Yeah.
Even from my correspondence with them.
Be prepared when you get to the gates to prove who you are. And you must... You must be on a reservation list or a confirmation list. You get to the gate and you're not on the list, you don't go in.
That's good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you can see the two rows of razor ribbon protecting the plant. All right. Are we comfortable with the water?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've given you my position. You need to make your own, but it is public knowledge now. And you all have the latest copy of the water contract.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Capsicavich now has the authority to offer us the contract. And we did, Leslie got an email from their law director stating those same facts. Dale Emch has been in contact with Leslie and all her corresponding law directors in the suburbs. So it's out there. Okay, let's move on to 13B, primary election date change. Wait a minute, there's one more thing on water.
Sorry.
You do have a copy of, was this handed out to everybody, the water rates? No?
No.
We can share those with you. When Toledo was saying they didn't have the water rates. I had the water rates. and you'll see that our rates actually go down a little bit, and then they come back up a little bit. They are not official. Here we see who else is all participating. Back to the primary election. I'll let Mrs. Westfall carry this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You all received in a packet, in your packet, some information from the Lucas County Board of Elections, and this is looking at a date change for the fall primary, requiring a earlier primary to take place. This would require a charter change for the city of Sylvania if we were to move in this direction. So at this point in time, I'd like to make a referral on this to the committee of the whole and then ask the law director to do a little more review of the information and research and join us when we have our committee of the whole meeting to make a recommendation about what makes the most sense based on what other communities are doing and what she's been able to learn. So at this time, I'd like first to make a referral of this Board of Elections primary election date change to the Committee of the Whole.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to refer the question from the Board of Elections concerning an earlier primary date to the Committee of the Whole for review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. As a part of that, the law director should give you the process you'd have to go through to change the charter. We haven't had a charter change in 15 years or so. Goes on the on a general election ballot. I had an inquiry about this probably 6 months ago, and I replied that I was not in favor of it. And it's for you to decide, but this puts that many more months between somebody deciding to run for city council. You got to turn in a petition, I think, in February. That's just too early. We're not running for president of the United States, for heaven's sakes. That just is for the convenience of the Board of Elections, and I don't think that's appropriate. And by the way, you're not the only ones to do this. City of Toledo does it. Maumee does it. I'm not sure about Oregon. And it has to do with the primary date. In my memory, we've never had a primary in Sylvania, but we could. You have a primary required when there's more than twice as many candidates as there are seats available. Three people running for mayor, or in this election, nine people running for four seats. It's never happened. It happens for township trustee, and I won't say it won't happen here. But I've seen township trustee races where they have 9 or 10 people running for two, but they don't have primaries. They go all on the ballot. That's why this doesn't affect them. But would it be right for city council petitions to be due in February and township trustee and school board to be due in August? Boy, that's an awful big difference. That's what you need to consider. But we'll get you some more facts on it and get back to you.
So are you thinking of adding this to your stack on October 7th?
You know what? I'm going to wait until we get some more information from the law director. So my stack has now gotten a lot shorter, and we'll just have to schedule a finance committee after we're done with the 911 conversation.
Okay, that moves us on to 13C.
Well, I just want to note that we're not going to do a not going to do a charter change in the near term. But I don't want to let this Board of Elections letter sit until, you know, indefinitely. I would almost prefer to write back to them.
Let me have the law director prepare a letter, say that city council has referred it to the committee of whole for investigation and recommendation.
And that we don't anticipate a charter change in the, that's a long-term process.
In all fairness, this is not just coming from the Lucas County Board of Elections. This is statewide, and a lot of counties are this way. We're just not.
Right. And there are other charter changes we could make that would alleviate the Board of Elections problem. I understand the problem with mailing out absentee ballots to veterans. To active duty service members overseas. That's a change in federal law from when we adopted this date, when we all adopted this date. And that's, that right to vote is important to those folks too. We want to try to accommodate that. There are probably ways we could do that, short of moving the signature date into February.
I'm thinking it's February. The primary date moves around a lot.
Yeah, or we could get rid of our primary.
That's a possibility.
This year it's March, Mayor.
So you got to back up.
Yeah.
So you'd be walking around Thanksgiving.
I'm not sure. I think it would be January for sure. Right now we have to do it by the second Friday in July to be ready for the first, or is it the second Tuesday in September?
Right.
So that's more than 60 days.
Yeah, if you could keep the July date and get rid of the primary date.
Right. But on the other side, Toledo has the same provisions, and they always have a primary for city council.
And their residents frequently, if you have a close primary and you have a recount, you violate the federal law. And that's not good either. Not a good situation. We ought to accommodate this problem somehow.
Would it be possible to remove the primary date but then insert in the charter that you have a runoff election between the top two if somebody doesn't get 50% or more for mayor?
You could do that.
City council? No, you just do it.
Yeah.
Top four vote getters or the top three vote getters. Yeah. And maybe it's fine for mayor to get 33%. I mean, you elected president of the United States without a majority.
Right.
So why is
it
so
not
important?
The city of Sylvania.
I'm not sure we're all happy with the results of that.
Well, Well, I was referring when you have a third party running. We just lost, Ross Perot just passed away, and I remember presidents were elected with 39% or so. That's, because he garnered a lot of the vote. So did George Wallace when he ran.
Well, these are nonpartisan races too, which is a little different than, you know, most of the primaries.
That might be the right solution, just to waive the primary, or the, right, the primary. Okay. Let's move on to a 13C, which is 9/11 consolidation. Kevin or Chief, do you have any updates from Lucas County as to when they're scheduling the 911 committee meeting?
No, the last that I had talked with Matt Hireman, they were looking at the first part of October would be the meeting, and then they would ask for everybody's appointee soon after that so that they could come back and have the vote on the consolidation in early November.
What is the first, what's the first meeting for in October?
Pull everybody together, make sure that the appointee, make sure that the communities are square on what the agreement is.
Okay.
What the consolidation
so you do not, City Council does not have to vote on a representative for at least a month or two. But yeah. I think you would be premature to make your decision before all the facts are in. I've asked Chief Snorr and Safety Director Aller for their recommendation. I think I'm looking for that this Thursday. And it's not necessarily a recommendation. I've asked for facts. I've asked pluses and minuses of current system, pluses and minuses of consolidation. And the mayor of Maumee is proposing a middle ground where there will be three PSAPs left in Lucas County. That one can't be considered if it's consolidated. That's it. There's going to be one. So he's lobbying right now to not approve that so that he can work on consolidating the current six into three. Sylvania and Sylvania Township, in his proposal, would combine into one and probably do dispatch for Springfield Township and maybe some others. With facts aren't all in, but I think it is appropriate for your committee to begin considering this. Mr. Hireman first approached me early in the year. The mayors met. They were putting the police chiefs and fire chiefs totally in control of negotiations. We straightened that out. But I think it's time for you to have input in this, but I don't know that it's time for a public meeting yet. Until they schedule their meeting, I don't think we need to schedule a vote.
And I would concur with that, Mayor. The purpose of my conversation this evening was to help get more information to members of council that are interested in seeing the facility. There's been lots of back and forth. We've all received emails about concerns that members of our community have with remaining as we are and with consolidation, moving to downtown Toledo and the like. And like the water plant tour, I think this would be informational for other members of council. I know that I would like to go and see it as well. Technological changes being what they are, things aren't the way they were 20 years ago in regards to pinpointing things and dealing with cell phone tower changeovers and the like. So a lot of moving parts, and I think this would be educational, at least for me, and I would encourage other members of council to attend. And I guess based upon your conversation with Mrs. Westwell, Mrs. Branning, about the water, this wouldn't necessarily need to be a committee meeting, correct?
Yes, correct.
So I guess in my mind, what I would suggest is either that I reach out to Matt or Kevin, you could reach out to Matt and try to get some dates and times. This is not going to be a water plant tour. It's not. This isn't a two-hour situation, I wouldn't think. This is probably an hour max.
You get to see a couple of rooms. That's all there is.
Right. So as far as the amount of time it would take. So if we could get some, if you want me to, which way do you want to play that, Kevin? You want me to reach out to him or you want to do it?
If the mayor's okay with it, I don't have any problem making those contacts.
Why don't you let us handle administratively?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. However, I think we should have a motion to refer 9/11 consolidation to the safety committee for their consideration and recommendation.
I'll make the motion to to move the 911 potential consolidation to the Safety Committee.
Second.
Moved and seconded to refer 911 consolidation to the Safety Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And Mr. Aller will work on a county dispatch center tour for you.
Thank you.
I think you all understand the voting structure, but let me just say it quickly so that you do. City of Toledo gets a vote. Highway Mayor Capsicavage. Lucas County gets a vote. The largest township gets a vote. That is Sylvania Township. And then there will be a representative of the remaining small cities and villages. I think there's 11 of us.
Nine of us.
And then there'll be one for the smaller townships. And there are mayors firmly planted on both sides of this issue. It will not be an easy vote. We did get it set up. I negotiated with the other mayors when we met in Maumee. The mayor of White House is very much for it. The mayor of Maumee is very much against it. And at least as it stands now, if you're for it, you vote for the mayor of White House to represent us. If you're against it, you vote for the mayor of Maumee. But that can change. That's just where it stands right now. But remember, we have 1/9 of 1/5 of this decision-making power. We do have perhaps a bully pulpit, and they're trying to get me to stand on it, and I don't have my guy's report yet. I'm not ready to do that. There are good points and bad points on both sides. Okay. Any further? We want to schedule a finance committee meeting.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this is to schedule the proposed ordinance 74-2019 discussion that we talked about a little earlier on unpaid income tax collection services. So all those meetings got spread out to other locations, so I'm proposing 7 o'clock on Monday, October 7th, for a meeting of the Finance Committee to review this agreement. Will that work for Finance Committee members?
Ms. Westphal, there will be most likely a week or two after that another Finance Committee meeting for the budget. I don't know if you want to do it at the same time.
If there's no sense of urgency on this, I certainly think we can hold on it. Could we go ahead and schedule the budget meeting at this time?
I think as long as you make it like after the 15th.
Saves us from having a second meeting.
This is one that typically is not before a city council meeting. It's over in the finance conference room usually.
Mm-hmm. So I like that idea, actually, if that works. For finance committee members, now Mark Lukey is here tonight. And oftentimes we have other council members there. October 16th and 17th in the morning are good for me. Does that work for others?
Works for me.
Yep.
So how about the 17th at 8 o'clock?
In the morning.
8 in the morning at the finance conference room, and that will be to talk about proposed ordinance 74-2019 and the first discussion on the budget. So I move that we meet on Thursday, October 17th as the finance committee to discuss the proposed ordinance 74-2019 and the first discussions of the budget at 8 a.m. in the finance conference room. Thursday, October 17th.
Is that a motion? Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk will post that committee meeting as well. That brings us to the end of the agenda. There is a copy of the letter from the Lucas County Commissioners about the current annexation petition. They've set the public hearing date for October 29th at 2 p.m. There's a list of all the properties, which you've seen in the past. Any further business to be considered at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, September the 16th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all.